Welcome to Brutal Brunch.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromorrow.
And then Bruce,
featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
All those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Med.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
Thank you. Oh, and good morning.
We're back.
We are here, despite the weather.
Holy crap.
Got it in the nick of time.
That was absolutely garbage.
Once again, making a triumphant return to the airwaves at another day,
yeah.
Another time. Not new. I've been in this time slot before, but new for you, Matt.
It's the show people don't want you to hear.
Exactly. Try to keep us down. They can't do it. Keep coming back from the dead.
They can't keep us down.
We are Brutal Brunch, if you're hearing us for the first time. We are an hour of Massachusetts. We're just going to do metal again.
Yeah.
For the sake of sanity.
Hell yeah.
We are an hour of Massachusetts metal.
You can play a punk song if you want to.
Well, mix in some punk, maybe. From 8 to 9 every Saturday morning now here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. We kick things off this week with some brand new stuff from the band Laddermath. That was a song, Caves, off their upcoming self-titled album, which is out March 10th. Mm. Again, that was Caves, latest from the band Laddermath. And that's the type of stuff that you will hear on this radio show.
Yep.
If you want to call in, numbers here are 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 or 781-350-3264. If you have any questions, want to make any requests, anything like that. And one other topic that is quite common on the show is horror movies.
Oh, yeah.
And as I strive to watch new ones, like I watched 80 movies last year, 80 brand new horror movies last year. Matt is
Matt's
about 5 years back catching up.
What I like to do is flip through Netflix when my girlfriend's out of the house and look for a horror movie that I can have on. Yesterday, the day before, I watched VHS Viral, which I thought was fine. I thought it was like equally as good as VHS 2, which I think I'd watched the weekend before. And like,
this
I don't know. So
a
VHS,
wrong opinion.
VHS is your like compilation horror movies, like videos come out, and it's like, oh, what is this? And then the one about VHS Viral that made no sense was the way that the videos tied together. Like, how are they watching the videos? Because the conceit of the movies is like the characters are watching the movies that you're watching, so they're like put in a literal tape and be like, huh, what's this? And then you watch like this short horror movie. But in this one, it was like people would like look at a phone. And then it would, like, flip to the security camera, and then, like, a video would start. But there's also, like, extra interstitial parts. Like, there was that thing with, like, the gang member guy killed everybody, but that was just kind of like a fun aside. Anyway, I thought it was awesome. There was a great one about skateboarders beating up, like, Mexican zombies, basically, at, like, a Day of the Dead type festival.
Yeah, so basically the VHS movies are a series of horror anthology movies.
Horror anthology.
And a lot of big names coming out there, like T. West, Adam Wingard, Joe Swanberg, Simon Barrett, all those guys who have their own burgeoning careers now, kind of kicked this thing off and was like an underground hit back in the day, VHS.
The first VHS.
Then there's VHS 2.
But I feel like the first VHS looked more lavish than 2 and Viral.
Well,
like money-wise. Like, I don't think it was like a cheap.
That's true. Like, it was, you had guys who were like really, they were kind of like on the up and coming scene in horror. And like the guys who did, now I'm going to forget their other movies, but the Radio Silence guys did that black and white horror movie,
the pretty thing. If the technology. The house,
wait, what are you talking about? No, I'm talking about the short.
Oh, the short. I don't know.
Like 10, where it is, 10/31/98, when they're in a haunted house.
Oh, yes, the haunted house one. Was it? That wasn't, all black and
white. It wasn't actually black and white, no, but it was shot
like
on old school.
Yeah,
that's the other thing about VHS is everything is found footage. But like, the thing I like about the first movie especially is that it's not just like, oh, I'm holding a camera for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, one of them, like in the first one, everybody knows now Amateur Night because it spun off into Siren last year. But with like the crazy girl at the bar, like he's checking on like sweet new glasses because he's going to record
Spy
the crazy
glasses.
Night of like drunken sex.
Yeah.
And then there's like, in the Halloween one, like the guy's like, hey, I'm a, what do they call the teddy bears? Like the spy, the babysitter
cam.
The
nanny cam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like cool stuff like that. Like, there's actually a reason
I'll say that about Viral, where I was kind of like, whose camera am I looking at? Like, what perspective is this? Whereas like in the VHS 2,
but that's the thing,
one
like,
that got
so, like,
me was the dog.
You watch VHS 2, you're like, VHS 2 sucks.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you talking about? It's not, I mean, the original's still the best.
I think
but Safe
Alien.
Safe Haven is like one of the greatest things ever constructed.
And that's the alien one.
No, Safe Haven is the one in Indonesia.
Oh, like that is half the, hour no, long. I'm not going to argue about that one. That was amazing. That was
the guy who did The Raid.
That was amazing. That's like one of the greatest horror movies of all time, and it was like 7 minutes. It was like a half an hour. But yeah, no, VHS Viral was fantastic.
And when we were going through VHS too, I'm like, this one was cool too. You're like, oh yeah, it was good. You were just mad because a dog.
I was mad because they killed the
alien abduction slumber movie, whatever.
Yeah,
it
they
is.
Killed that little dog.
The aliens killed the dog.
Yeah, it put me in a bad mood. That's what it did.
And it's the last short on that one.
It was
one.
The last short, and it was just like they killed the little dog, and I'm like, ah, what a bummer.
To be clear, the dog like falls 100 feet
out of
the air.
Out of a spaceship. He survived a lot too. Actually, the scariest part of that was that alien one from 2 was when the
that
kid gets dragged into the lake in the sleeping bag, and the sleeping bag is just like filling up with water, and he couldn't get out of the bag.
That's like your thing.
Ugh, I like turned it off. I like had to walk out of the room.
I just have to say though, the best short that's part of the VHS movies is the sick thing that happened to Emily when she was younger, which is the one on Skype when the girl is like getting. Well, if you haven't seen the movies, you won't say what the reveal is, but like she's slowly losing her mind and thinking that she's like harming herself and things like that. Directed by Joe Swanberg,
yep.
King of Mumblecore.
There was
he's the guy who, by the way, gets his neck slit in the Wedding Night Part 2 or whatever.
Okay.
Or the second honeymoon.
I saw.
Just making up names of these things.
The main character from You're Next, the girl. I can't think of her name.
Yeah, the Australian.
Yeah, the Australian.
Or the New Zealand.
She was just in a commercial for like birth control. And I was like, why do I recognize this lady? I'm like, oh yeah, it's you. I think she's in a Verizon commercial too. Also, good news, the Patriots won. As you know, I'm sure you're hyped about it.
Yeah, that's not...
Big game. Is that not on the
list?
That's
not my script.
All right, I'm sorry.
We're not talking about...
I was watching...
That sport doesn't even exist in this round. But anyway, yeah, so VHS movies.
VHS
Viral is garbage.
I think they're fine.
With the exception of...
No, because like, we just talked about the
Mexican zombies.
You liked. No, but the other one could be good. The one with the like two dimensions. The one with the magician is good. So we're already like 2/3 of the way through all the movies.
But that movie got screwed up because like
the rapper was
supposed to be, or there's supposed to be another short, and the rapper was just a mess.
I'll tell you what I liked about VHS Viral. It started, so all the VHS movies do with it your classic like 80s movie boobs to begin the movie, and this movie starts with a guy running into like an old lady taking a shower, which is very funny. So they're like, huh? Got ya.
You still get your
cheesecake shot, but it's like old lady.
Aren't they like watching the videos that the group in the first one was making or something? Or am I making that up?
The second one was they're watching videos that kid had made.
No, I know that, but I thought like they circled back to that group and the rapper in the first movie somehow. Because they were making the movies where like, because they assaulted that girl.
Yeah. Yeah, they started watching those guys. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's confusing.
All right. So, in conclusion,
VHS Viral is good. Enjoy yourself. It's on Netflix.
Don't waste your time.
It's fine. There's a wizard battle in the first movie.
So, feel free to call in and weigh in on the VHS movies or any other horror movies. If you'd like, later on in the show, as we always do, we will have Matt's Metal History.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
And the concert calendar of upcoming metal shows you can see across the state of Massachusetts. Then we'll have a segment of, usually we do Brutal or Not Brutal. This may just turn into like arguments about stuff. I don't know if we'll have final conclusions about Brutal or Not Brutal, but we'll get there. We brushed on some news and politics that's been going on, so we'll talk about that.
It's been all good, basically.
We'll talk about a good sport, hockey, and what happened with the Bruins this week.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the show, Matt will have his black metal song of the week.
Yes, I will.
Also,
I know we used to do the police blotter. Shout-outs to the Melrose Police. I was walking out in the snowstorm on Thursday and dropped my wallet and was like, that's it, it's gone. Called all my cards in and whatever, and then they called me this morning and they're like, hey, we got your wallet.
Nice.
So I went over there and got it. They just found it.
Maybe you'll be featured next week in the blotter.
I'll probably be in the blotter, like man's wallet
in that
found.
Burning bus. All right, so let's play some more new music here. Going to go. We may be back depending on what this computer's doing.
It's looking good. I'll tell you that much. I'm definitely not vamping about VHS Viral.
But we do have some music we're going to play not off the computer. So we got some brand new stuff recently from two bands, Distinctions and Eyes of Lilith, and we will play those for you now. First is Distinctions. They put out a two-song 2017 promo, a little EP for you. And we are going to play Bloodlust off of that. You're listening to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Yeah. Stop!
Words are words. plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
I had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids
tried
occupied.
Calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like breaking down. We handled everything very well.
But I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
Was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead, some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Just heard three new songs. That was the latest from Degrader. They are back. That was Gaia. And that is like the song Fathom Farewell put out last year. That was specifically for Standing Rock, but that was about
would
environmental
you say Gaia, though?
Degradation. It would be Gaia, actually.
Jeez
good point.
Louise. Like you never watched Captain Planet.
I never did.
What? That's true.
That's why you're on the show.
That's a good point.
That was brand new stuff from Degrader. They are back. Before that, we had New Eyes of Lilith. That was Slips and Formality. And we kicked off that set with Distinctions with the song Bloodlust off their 2017 promo disc. And now, stand by. I have a special.
Yes.
This is our thing.
Yes.
Welcome to
This
Week in Metal History.
Woo! This is This Week in Metal History, February 5th.
This is the greatest spot ever recorded.
The 12th. First of all, happy birthday to my dad, who's born February 9th, 1950. All right, February 5th, 2000.
That is metal. That is brutal.
It's metal. He's the most metal dude that ever lived. February 5th, 2000, one of my favorite bands of all time, Coheed and Cambria, releases their album Second Stage Turbine Blade, which is one of the only albums they've ever done that doesn't have like a trilogy of albums related to the same kind of set of characters, but it does essentially introduce the eponymous Coheed and Cambria, and it is part of the Armory Wars, which is Coheed and Cambria's kind of overarching universe of science fiction characters.
Again, frame of reference, like the Dark Carnival.
Like the Dark Carnival, but more complicated. Armory Wars set in Heaven's Fence, a collection of 78 planets held in place by interconnecting beams of energy known as the Keywork. As I said, this album, The Turbine Blade, which Claudio, the main singer, said he basically called it because Dad worked in a turbine factory, introduces Coheed Clegannon, the husband of Cambria, who has the Monstar virus, who can essentially unravel the planets in the Keywork. His hand also turns into a sword, and his other hand turns into a gun. Cambria, his wife, has a psychic clairvoyant. Basically, they kill each other, and their son is the afterman. Basically, you're like science fiction Jesus. This is my favorite song on this track, and one of my favorite Coheed songs kind of all time. Like one of those bands that we were talking about, like what got you into this kind of genre, and for me it was obviously Phantom of the Opera, so I'm way into kind of the overwrought dramatics of your of a lot of these songs. So this is Devil in Jersey City by Coheed and Cambria. Nope.
Oh, that's not what you want plugged into your computer, I can tell right now.
Right?
Nah. Anyway, keep going, Metal History. I'll get you hooked up.
Okay. We'll come back, I guess. Sorry, guys. February 5th, 2010. Oh, good. That's the wrong... What is that? You know what? We're back.
Is this Coheed?
This is Coheed. So good.
Like you said, I've had, like, have all this like crazy metal backstory, and then you get Claudio's voice, and you're like, whoa.
Well, it kind of fits.
I didn't think they were allowed back in the state.
They're not allowed back in the Tweet Greatwood, the Tweeter Center, whatever it is now.
Xfinity
Verizon,
now.
Xfinity Center. They got the guitarist got arrested. Sorry. February 5th, 2010, Matt, the world was asked a question when Meshuggah put out their live DVD, Alive, and the question was,
does it gent?
Does it gent? And the answer is yes. So this is obviously a bleed from Meshuggah.
That'd be great if the answer had been no from Meshuggah.
No, they're like,
this
no,
is not it's gent. Not gent.
I like to say one of the funny things about Meshuggah.
Everybody listen right now, though. If you ever ask, what's gent? This is gent.
This is the gent. The D is silent. It's just like, so describe it to like someone who's not... Not me. Like, describe it to, like, if you had to describe someone up the street when they said, what's the difference between, like, death metal and gent? Describe it to
it's
them.
Like, I was talking to my cousin about this, like, trying to explain groove metal. It's like, well, you hear it, and it's like a groove.
You hear it, and you, yeah,
it's
you
like,
know
what's
it.
Gent? Well, you listen, and it gents.
Right. Much like, much like pornography. I know it when I see it.
I'm just going to use that quote. Meshuggah had a new album last year.
The answer is it does gent. Cherry Pop and Daddy is a band whose name I really don't like to say ever. Third wave ska, I guess.
Why are they in metal history?
I don't know. Ska? I thought it was like metal going. And punk.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna play through it quickly. This is Morrissey's one of the Cherry Pop and Daddies of Kids in the Street. It's before they turned into like your Brian Setzer type of band. Also, I have a Dropkick song in this then.
Keep going. It's staying. Fine. It's fine.
It's staying. February 6, 2001, Dropkick Murphy is kind of with their new formed, like a new formation of them. Rick Barton had
Post
left.
Post McColgan.
James Lynch is in. They just added a full-time piper, Robbie Medeiros, a.k.a.
Spicy McHaggis.
Do you like the Dropkick Murphys?
I like some stuff sometimes.
I used to just say...
This is their best album, probably.
This is an album I like. I really liked Barroom Hero, and I don't think I liked a lot of other stuff.
That's probably why you have the Street Dogs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably why I like the Street Dogs. This is Gauntlet with Spicy McHaggis.
He's not on this track, though.
I know. He's on this
that's
album.
That's fine. This is Al Bach, because Al Bach had replaced Michael Colgan on a previous album.
Yeah, I don't know the history of Dropkick. Again, this list was made when I thought this was also a punk show. Hey, speaking of the First Amendment, which we'll probably get into later, the Two Live Crew, your favorite band from Florida, on February 7th, 89, releases their double album, As Nasty As They Want to Be and As Clean As They Want to Be, which is the first ever, it's on this list, obviously it's not a metal song, it's the first ever album that was actually found to be obscene by the Florida Circuit Courts of Appeals, overturned in the Supreme Court. It's like kind of a landmark ruling for the First Amendment. If you listen, I can't play basically any of it because I'd be editing every 3 seconds, but if you listen to it now, it's basically like comedic how filthy it is. It's just like, all right, slow down. What was funny, obviously, is that Luke, Uncle Luke, a.k.a. Luke Skywalker, released a double album. So it was As Nasty As They Want to Be on one side and As Clean As They Want to Be on the other side. And it says Your Mama's Version. So this is Two Live Crew, As Clean As They Want to Be with Come to the Party. There you go. That's basically all I can play. All right. February 8th, 2000, Swedish death metal band Soilwork releases their album. Second album, just called Soilwork. This is Generation Speedkill for my boy Soilwork. So, like, this is different than Gen, because
right.
It doesn't have the clackety guitar. That's the difference, in case you're listening, right? It doesn't have, like, but it has some of it. But it's not solely that.
It's, like, it's not quite as mathematical.
That's soil work. Most importantly, this wouldn't be a segment without power metal. And it's February 8th, 2000, kind of super group Demons and Wizards, which is a formation of members of Iced Earth and Blind Guardian, released their album Demons and Wizards. This is Demons and Wizards with The Fiddler on the Green, and this ends your metal history. Ooh. This is pretty good. It's not as good as, it's not as good as Hammerfall. But
should I let this ride over the...
Yeah, let it ride over the concert. Thanks for your patience.
Thank you for another, phone. No, it's fine. We had some demons again earlier,
the
computer but we're good
demon.
To go now. All right, so that was our week of metal history. Now we get to... Oh. You good? Now we get to the present day. So first, a bit of news. Since we were last on, the first round of RPM Festival bands was announced. Again, they'll be in Greenfield August 25th through August 27th. And so far, you can see Averse, Graviton, Travel Amygdala, or Amygdala, however you would say that. How do you tell me how to say that?
Amygdala.
All right. Heavy Necker, Jeopardy, and Inverta. So that is the first round of bands. More will be announced.
And then you can just assume, like, Lich King will be there.
Lich King / God Eater.
Yeah.
And Andrew WK, that's who people wanted to see according to the polls.
He may.
Alright, now the concert list for this week. This is a list of metal shows you can see in the state of Massachusetts this week, starting tomorrow night, Sunday, February 12th. At the Midway Cafe, it's Sonic Pulse, Deranged Youth, Crowfeeder, and Injury.
Ooh.
Monday, at once, you can see Havoc. It is their Conformicide 2017 North American Tour, along with Exmortis and Extinction AD. At the Middle East, you can see Methedris, T-Womb, and Stopless. Thursday, February 16th, it is Metal Thursday at Ralph's with Seven Spires, Graviton, and Angor. At once, you can see Abnormality with Desolate, Garroted, and Toke. Friday at the Palladium, this is February 17th, it is the Bound by Blood Road Tour featuring Devil Driver with Death Angel, Winds of Plague, The Agonist, Azrael, On Your Deathbed, The Summon, Dividing Skies, and nice. Deprived.
Great.
And at once, it's Lemmy Fest 2 with Iron Fisted, The Humanoid, See This World, and Space Ritual.
Oh.
So that's
all like Motorhead cover bands?
Yeah, it's all.
Iron Fist?
Yep.
I'm assuming they're not.
They're not like full cover bands, but they will be playing.
They'll be playing Motorhead songs? That should be fun.
All right. So that wraps up the concert calendar, the Brutal Brunch concert calendar.
Feels
and now
good.
It is time for another weekly feature here.
Demons and Wizards, the album, has a cover of a Grim Reaper playing a violin to two children. I just want to point that out. It's pretty good. Where are we at? Oh, this is Black Metal Song of the Week already. Wow, Black Metal Song of the Week,
this
you guys.
Thing, yeah, we had a two-hour show.
That's true.
Previously, and now we're condensing this all
so we
into
have,
one neat hour for you.
Anal Necroff.
I was going to say, you can say that.
British a British kind of blackened death metal band, but this they started as pure black metal. This album, which this is off of, which is The Whole of the Law, which is kind of the beginning, the ending phrase of Aleister Crowley's kind of like Book of the Law, like the Satanist, whatever, Aleister Crowey. Like, do what thou wilt is the whole of the law. Anyway, this is Hold Your Children Close and Pray for Oblivion by Anal Necroth, in case you were outside shoveling or, I don't know, sad. You're going to wake up, I guess, when you hear this.
Or if you were happy. No, you'll
or
be
if
sad.
You were happy, you'll be sad, which is also good, I guess.
So here we go. Black Metal Song of the Week on Brutal Brunch. Maybe.
Nope. No, you got it.
Stand by.
I believe in you.
Stand by.
Anal Necroth, fun fact, is the name of Merlin's charm that he would use to change into different things. So whenever Merlin would have to change into like a tiger, he would use his charm, and on the cross, and then he would turn into a tiger. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Now you know
but
that.
Now I do. It's a very educational segment.
You're welcome.
As usual. All right, I think we got it coming up in just a few seconds.
Demons and Wizards is good though also.
There we go.
Yeah.
So there you go. That was a Black Metal Song of the Week, an Al Nathrak. That was
Scratchy.
Hold your children close and pray for oblivion off of the Hole of Allah. That was
so good.
Again, that's Black Metal Song of the Week, and we do that every week.
Every week.
One time we go outside the state of Massachusetts, although there are plenty of black metal bands.
Yeah,
locally. One I don't think we'll get to today, but maybe next week. That is a lot of. A lot of metal shows are trying to get you revved up for the morning, for the weekend. We're going to kind of knock you down a peg with the black metal. All right, so we'll talk about some current events now. Usually we turn this into a segment called Brutal or Not Brutal, where we make a determination after dissecting something that happened and make a decision about whether it's brutal, which is a good thing in the metal world, or not brutal, which is a bad thing. That song was quite brutal.
It is, right?
I was saying
it scared me so hard when I was cleaning the house that I had to put it on today's show.
There you go. This is a great soundtrack to all your housework activities.
Like a demon is making you clean.
All right. So let's see. What do you have a topic of choice that you want to start off with?
You run the show here.
All right. Let's start easy again. We'll start light.
Nice.
Your boy Claude Julien.
Claude the dude.
The long tenured coach here for the Boston Bruins. Was finally axed.
10 years?
Just about.
Yeah.
All right, so I was saying long as tenured.
That's true.
But it was just about 10 years, yeah. A lot of people said the firing should have come. It was a long time coming, but also very questionable about the timing of the actual firing.
Well, the timing
coming on Sunday, and then the press conference, came on Monday, right? And then conference was the during the parade.
For sure.
On Tuesday, and then your boy Cam tried to save a little bit of face on Felger Maz.
What did he say there?
He just sounded like a goof because he doesn't, like, he's so angry.
Yeah.
But everything / nervous, and he, like, doesn't want to throw anyone on the bus.
Well, I don't know.
So he kind of gives, like, he attempts to answer his questions, but they wound up, like, kind of sounding weird sometimes.
The thing with Cam is, like,
he blamed Don a lot for a lot of things.
But is his position, like, goodwill ambassador?
He's
like,
the president, but
what does that mean?
He's not president. Nobody knows. That's the,
that's
the issue.
Thing. Like,
He's not president like Sam Kennedy, where he just, like, kind of sits back and handles business.
Not executive.
Handles John Henry's finances.
Right.
He has say in the personnel and that.
He does.
And, yeah.
But how much say? Like, who's
nobody
the GM?
Knows, because,
like,
nobody will answer.
It's so confusing.
The GM is Don Sweeney.
Is he?
But Cam makes all the final decisions.
Because, like, I feel like the problem with the team is, I mean, whatever. Like, at a certain point, it's, like, time to part ways, whether I think Claude is a good coach or not, which I think he's a good coach. And I think he'll go to another team and, like, they'll do fine because they'll put in a good system. But the
probably
problem is,
picked up by Edmonton.
The problem is, like, the personnel, right? Like, I mean, all of our defensemen are old or can't
play.
They're
old, and they're like, we want to get younger, so let's sign David Backes. We want to get younger, let's sign Dominic Moore.
Yeah, like, let's keep
let's get younger
these,
and trade for Matt Bolesky.
33-year-old grinders, like Adam.
And Kevon Miller.
That's not the way the league is going anymore either, right? The league isn't actually going, it's actually going more open offense, right?
Would you
say?
Unless you have to have, like,
The
Blues almost made the Stanley Cup Finals last year because they were kind of like that Bruins style, but faster and better.
But like, the classic style of, like, bogged down hockey, basically, or, like, clutch
the trap
and grab,
game.
Trap
doesn't
game,
work.
That's, like, over now, right? Because the rules are basically don't even allow it.
The rules open things up, and it's, like, you trying to keep up with the Capitals or, well, if the Lightning, if they were good. The Wild this year, just, like, flying around the ice.
Yeah. So, I mean,
that's when the Bruins almost lost to the Maple Leafs in the first round a few years ago because they couldn't stop Phil Kessel.
Who can? No one can stop Phil Kessel when he's at the hot dog line.
All right. So, firing. Let me
get
our sound effects.
Nice.
Let's make this brutal. In your opinion, firing Claude and the way he was handled, brutal or not brutal?
Not brutal, but, I mean, time to go. Time to part ways. Not time to go, like, oh, you stink, but, like, let's just move. Let's mutually move on.
Not brutal, you know.
All right. So now we'll get into politics. You mentioned the First Amendment.
I did.
Let's talk about a singular event that happened. I don't know if you saw the video of this yesterday, but your girl Betsy DeVos tried to get into a school in Washington and was blocked by a wall of, like, a whopping two protesters who put their arms out over the stairs.
Sure.
And the Secret Service guy was just like, not dealing with this today. It was just like, we're leaving. So they, like, turned around and she left, and there was a dude screaming at her, giving her the shame chant.
And then they threw rotted
fish at her. It was quite awkward and hilarious.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Um,
whatever. Betsy DeVos has no like background education, so I'm not sure what she's supposed to do.
It's like she still has never been into a public school in her life after that. Eventually, I guess she got in through a side door. But then the teachers were wearing black in protest. So,
oh my gosh.
Speaking of protests, this is a big, long discussion we've been having.
Yeah, I don't really understand it. I saw you guys getting all fired up about it on the internet. You and a friend of ours from school, or friend, you know.
Another former crusader.
But, like, I don't... What is it? What's your take on it? It was confusing to me. Because it was like...
Well, it was confusing because there were two... Well, we can't... Unless he calls in, we can't, like, get all the perspective. Yeah. But my big thing is, like, you can't... You can't criticize... Because we got to clarify this. So, because we complained about Antifa, or Antifa, however you want to pronounce them, a while back. But to be clear, that was because they ruined a whole concert for everyone because they were mad at one band and decided to destroy a bunch of stuff. That was up in Montreal. There was a band that may or may not have been white nationalistic from Poland.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of, like, boycotting that band, they, like, overturned all the tables and started fires, and the whole concert had to be canceled. Whatever. And it's like a festival of all... diverse bands.
True.
So that's stupid. You shouldn't do that.
It's not fun.
You can boycott a band, but don't do that. It's just like pointless. But so then this argument came up because of your boy Milo trying to talk at Berkeley.
Not my boy.
And so anyway, people who are anti-protest are saying like, oh,
like, let him talk and everyone will see him.
No. Well, again, this is more of kind of a specific point of view that this one other person had, but he was like complaining about protests not having a point, or like not being being nebulous and not having a long-term goal, but they did have a goal, and the goal was accomplished.
Yeah, they did it.
And just violent protests in general, they don't even have to be violent, but like...
It wasn't violent.
If you get more aggressive than the women's march, all of a sudden people, and this is when you get into like the race, like this is an actual conversation and debate that happens, like with race or class, like people criticize Black Lives Matter. And then be like, see, look at the Women's March. It was so nice.
Yeah.
You know what the majority demographic of the Women's March was? Was middle to upper class white females.
Sure, that's fair.
As you can see the sign, there's like the iconic photo of the woman holding up the sign that says, I hope to see all you white ladies at the next Black Lives Matter March. So you can't sit back and be like, and you, again, in your ivory tower, shall we say, or I wouldn't call it a bubble. Like, be like, see, these people do it right. These people do it wrong. Whether it's Antifa or Black Lives Matter or a bunch of college students. And then, like, being afraid of the tolerant, so much for the tolerant left. The only people who say that are people like Kurt Schilling, who are irrelevant.
Yes.
And, like, it's not, like, who cares about them?
I totally agree.
And then on the flip side, though, those people who are angry protesting can't be like, oh, liberals suck. Liberals are weak.
No. You're saying we all got to be together, pulling the great chain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But, like, yeah, conceptually, like, I get the idea of, like, I get both ideas, right? I get the idea of, like, well, let that idiot talk, and then, like, three people will go, and then, most people will be like, well, that's wrong. But the First Amendment doesn't make you safe.
Right.
It says the government won't come and tell you
what to say. Doesn't protect you from repercussions.
But it doesn't protect you from repercussions. Like, if I had said to Matt, this Boston Pride hat you have on is garbage, he could just punch me in the face. Like, that's life, man. That's just life in the big city. But
Boston Pride, All Star Weekend, by the way, in NWSL. I just said the wrong league. WNHL. Forget. Anyway, Women's Hockey League.
I'm gonna put you
league.
In free speech jail. But anyway, so yeah, so I get it. But and there's gonna be a need for unity, kind of around your general, whatever you want to call it, resistance positions to the administration. I think that there's different ways to getting there, and I think that they're all. They're all valid in their own right, right? They're all valid for this. You have a tool for each job, right? So, like, when the boss is pushing executive orders and we're like, well, we can sue you because that's our best tool. It's been one of the best tools for, like, civil rights since the invention of the civil lawsuit. Then I think that's a good tool, and I've been throwing my support behind that because that's the thing I can identify with, because I'm not going to go out there and push Betsy DeVos out of the way. That's just not my style. There's other people that's their style.
Which,
and that's fine.
That's
for
what
them.
Happened too. We were playing that video that.
I just don't like that video. I don't like the editing.
The video. Well, yeah, you don't like the video. This is like you can't get over the dog getting killed.
That's right.
You can't get over the fancy tricks. Ugh. But like, there's a video saying that like, yeah, you don't have to go protest or whatever.
No.
You can plant a garden, teach kids how to garden or whatever. But like, don't sit there and like, poo-poo whatever people are doing.
I'm not. Well, but the thing is, but there's also room for criticizing because you just said it. You just said it because you said. Well, if you, like, blow up a whole festival because one band is allegedly jerks, that's no fun, right?
Right.
So there's room for.
But that's because people there see a concert, though. It's not like, oh, it's not a political rally.
Everything is political.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I feel like there was one other thing I want to say about that.
I already shout out the Meadows Police for saving my wallet.
You shout out the Meadows Police, so there you go. See, that's the other thing. Like,
thank you. There's your police blotter facts.
Not all police are terrible.
Police blotter facts Saturday. Thank you for getting my wallet.
I'm looking forward to next weekend when we'll try to bring back the police blotter featuring Matt.
Featuring me. Confused man loses wallet in snow.
And then, but yeah, you mentioned with the courts anyway, Ninth Circuit.
Oh, yeah.
Court.
Very hilarious. And what's funny is, I don't want to get into it because we have 6 minutes left, but what's funny is you can, it's possible, and the United States has done it in the past, said we're going to, because we do, there's like quotas and limits and stuff on immigration from certain countries, but the way that they couched it was, this is a ban on a religion that's like, aha, the Establishment Clause, the First Amendment. It's just like, you're so dumb that you're, you know, like, ugh.
Well, it's going to be good, though, like when churches can pay, we're going to have
the brutal black church donate
and buy some politicians. So anyway, that wraps things up for this week.
Yeah.
That was kind of a all over the place, brutal, not brutal, but
yeah, felt good though.
It did feel good. We haven't been here for 3 weeks.
It's a new format.
Got the shorter. We were running late this morning. Had the shorter time slot, which is good though. Nice and tidy, and allows us to finish off with one last song. Which another song that was sent to me a couple weeks ago by the band Zombie Frogs.
Ooh.
So we'll play that. Before we do, we will be back same place, same time, same place next week. Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Streaming live on WMFO.org. And until then, stay brutal. And
yeah.
This is new stuff, again, from the band Zombie Frogs off their EP called Multiply. Stay tuned for, this is very exciting, Mike on the mic. At one point, I had a show many incarnations ago. Had Unbalanced Breakfast, and we led into Mike's show and used to torture him with Too Many Cooks. Just looped and looped. Yeah. So instead, we'll play you a nice metal instrumental song called Multiply. Stay brutal.